do in Yoni Daf Yomi Daf. I told you we're gonna do this. We're gonna do quick. We're gonna do yesterday's Daf. Yesterday was Daf. Hey. Okay. So yesterday's Daf. I want to speak about one. It's very scary Gemara. All about Yisurim. Horrible things that come upon a person, punishment for sins or Yisurim Shalava. So there's one Vart. I like this Vart. I remember this Vart from back 7 years ago. I really need a chumash for this, but we'll do without the chumash. I'll do it from memory. But the Gemara used as a source for Yisurim, one of the major sources is Shein Va'ay. That an Eved goes free if you knock out, let me read you the words of the Gemara. One of the rayas to Din of Yisurim is Shein V'ayin. Where is the Gemara? Give me 1 second to find the Gemara.
Gemara, you're looking at?
Brachas Daf Hey. Where is the Gemara? It was over here. Shein V'ayin.
So if the whole body doesn't feel...
Is it on the base? I don't remember. Is it on the Alpha the base? Shem Dayim.
Things on the base.
On the base? Towards the bottom, right?
Bottom
third. Alright, let me just say the more out. The more makes a Kal V'chaymer. What's the Kal V'chaymer? Madoch Shein V'ayin, a slave, he goes free if he loses an eye or a tooth. Losing an eye or a tooth is obviously very painful. It's very painful, it's even a long-term pain. A person can't see in the future, a person can't eat, a person doesn't have a tooth. It's a serious business. So yet he goes free, he is cleansed from his servitude.
I'm an
olive towards the bottom. How many lines from the bottom?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, about 9. It's in the middle.
Okay, I'll take read. Kal v'chomer mishen vayin. Thank you very much. Mashen v'ayin shen echot me'evorav shel adam eved yotzebam l'cheirus. Person's a slave. You only lose one limb. It's an isolated. It's localized. Suffering. He goes free. Yisurin. When a person's entire body suffers, when he's in pain, when he's ill, and his whole body reeks with pain. Shem emorikin kol gufa shel adam al achas kam v'kam. It's going to cleanse him. It's going to free him from the ultimate suffering in the world to come, whatever exactly that means. Now, the Hainu de Mishim and Lakish, Mishim and Lakish, now then he goes into the Bris. Okay, so the question over here is as follows, a very simple question. What's the comparison? It's the reason why a slave goes through a shame, he didn't deserve anything. The slave did nothing wrong. He's sitting around, he's doing his work, and the master comes along, and the master has a bad day at work, and he wants to take it out on someone, and in those days there's no human rights, so he just punches his slave and causes the slave to lose a tooth. Okay. A slave, when he loses the tooth, the case is gone. Even when the slave is not guilty, he has not done anything wrong. He's an innocent man. If a master, for no good reason, causes the slave to lose an eye or a tooth, he goes. That's why he goes free. But the reason why a person has Yisurim, the Gemara says, not necessarily dealing with Yisurim Shel Ava, is because, really it says the Gemara Shaveros, that's what it says here in the Gemara, because he has sinned. So how can you compare the eye and the tooth of a slave to the Yisurim that a person suffers? A person, the reason why he is suffering is because he deserves to suffer. He has done Aveiros. So, what kal v'chomer can we derive?
Eben also, if he deserves, he goes to
a chayim. Oh, so okay, but that's not the simple understanding. That's not the simple understanding of the case of the Eben. The simplest in the case of the Eben is even where he does. It's a bonus. It's a compensation, so to speak. He didn't do anything wrong, and the master, either accidentally or was negligent, causes him to lose an eye and a tooth. So as a compensation for what has happened, he goes free. What is that? How is that related to a person who suffers Yisurim for doing Averos? He's done Averos. He deserves to suffer. So what's the kal v'chomer? What's the kal v'chomer? It's two different worlds. The slave has done nothing wrong, whereas a person has done something wrong. So there are two answers. One is a very balavatish answer, a very simple answer, is that the halacha is this really is a shy. It really works the other way around. What happens from the Rogachov? Rogachov says this is Sofnas Paneach. He says, what would the halacha be? Theoretical case: if the slave provokes the master. Slave is a good for nothing, and the slave says to the master, I don't like what you look like. You're gaining too much weight. Or I don't like you giving me too much work. And the slave provokes the master. And then the slave gets even more comfortable. He hits the master. And the master, in self-defense, punches the slave and causes the slave to lose a tooth or an eye. So the Rogachov asks a question: what's the halacha? Does the slave go free? Yes or no? L'chor, you would say no. L'chor, the simple understanding is the slave only goes through his compensation. Compensation: the master was negligent, he was not careful enough, and it caused the slave to lose the eye and the tooth. So a compensation, I have no choice but to let my slave go free. But if the master hits the slave in self-defense, or because they're involved, the one that provoked the master is the slave, I would suggest that no. In this case, the slave does not go free. So the Rogachov says, nope, I'll bring you a raya that the slave goes free no matter what. Because since the Gemara does indeed link the case of the shein v'ayin to averos, to sins, so we have to work backwards. We have to make a parallel between the case of averos, where the human being is deserving. He is deserving of suffering because he has done a sin, and the case of a slave. The only way we can make this parallel is to say that the case of the slave is also where the slave is deserving of punishment. Why would the slave be deserving of punishment? Because the slave provoked the master. The slave has sinned against the master. And yet, what is the law? The law is that when the master hits the slave goes free. So look at that. Madach, when it comes to a slave. And the slave is guilty as sin. He provoked the master. And here the master only caused localized suffering. Local. What's the local? Only the eye, only the tooth. But the rest of the body is shalem. And yet the slave enters a new world. Yotzel l'cheros, al achas kama v'kama, when a person is also deserving of suffering. He has sinned against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and is deserving of suffering. And the suffering Hashem brings upon him is not localized. It affects his entire body. Certainly not only will he be freed from sin, he will also be zochet to the equivalent. We don't know what this means, the equivalent of whatever the slave is yotzel l'cheros. There's going to be some type of equivalence that the person's neshama is going to enter into a new world that's beyond our understanding. Yeah.
When the slave loses the tooth and the eye, he suffers busha. In other words, people look at him and laugh at him, and this is something he keeps forever. It's not localized.
Okay, I hear what you're saying, but perhaps we can suggest that when a person suffers, he sues his entire body, it also suffers busha. Also, we're dealing with
but here, I'm just trying to stress.
Okay. It's not only that, at the moment. He's saying it endures. It endures.
Endures for everlasting. The slave has everlasting busha.
Okay, but we have to assume then that since the Gemara is making this kal v'chomer, that the yisurim that we're talking about here of a person is also a type of yisurim which endures for a very long period of time, even much greater. Not relative to eye and the tooth. It's even a greater type of suffering which endures for forever. Because the Gemara is making this kal v'chomer. They will take one other answer. This answer is a little cute answer. It's a cute answer. The answer, you don't have to say the case is going where the slave actually provoked the master. The slave did nothing. But let's look, there's a medrash. The medrash asks the question, why is it that the slave goes free with an eye and a tooth? If I remember them correctly. It's because, who was the first slave? Where did slavery come into this world, by the way? It came from Chum. Chum castrated his father. Noach was drunk, he was uncovered, and Chum came with Canaan. I know Canaan was the descendant. Shem, Chum, and Yefes. It was Chum. Chum went, and Chum was cursed that his child Canaan will be a slave. So Chum went and did a ma'aseh sirus. He did something horrible to his father to prevent his father from having children. In response to that avera, he was cursed that his children, his descendants, Canaan, would be slaves. Slavery came into existence. It wasn't natural to this world, slavery. This whole idea, today, Chofetz Chaim says, why don't we have slaves in Zman Hazeh? Why don't we have... We're not roi. It used to be in ancient times, man was so dignified. Human being, even a goy, was such a dignified creature. You deserve to have another man serve you. You deserved it. It was fitting for you. In the Skadnu HaDoros, dignity of man has been diminished. What right do you have for another human being to serve you? You have no right for that. So it came about. Human rights, civil war, human rights, civil war, and so on and so forth. No more abolishment of slavery. Because it's not because like we think, oh, we're advanced. We man thinks we're advanced, right? We're advanced. So how do we ever have such a hasaga of human beings serving us? Pump like carrot. Niskadnu hadoros. Human dignity has suffered such a low. Men are liars. They're phonies. They're just full of corruption. So we're no longer roy that other men should serve us. But at least for Tkufa, animals served us. We had dignity. Today we've fallen even lower than that. We no longer have animals that serve us. We have machines that serve us. And even the machines are getting more and more sophisticated. Where you see the machines were operated by people. Now the machines used to go on a plane. Who flew the plane? A pilot flew the plane. So the machine served us, but it was a pilot at the controls. Now we're getting to a tkufa where you don't even have people at the controls. Computers are at the controls. It's not because we're more sophisticated. It's because we're less sophisticated. We have less dignity. How did Chum sin? How did Chum sin? It says in the pasuk did two things. He looked, and he spoke. I don't know if I have the pasuk in front of me. Vayar Chum es ervas aviv. He saw that his father was naked. Vayaged le'echav. He spoke. When you speak, you use the mouth and the teeth. Somehow the teeth contribute to the koyach adibur. Not exactly sure how, but somehow it contributes. He saw and he spoke. Therefore, the freedom is, since the chait was done with the eye and with the tooth, memela, the freedom he will gain is if he'll lose the eye and the tooth, he no longer has those tools of sin. That's why a slave goes free when he loses one of these two things. Since the Avdus came into existence because of the eye and the tooth, he saw his father in this matzav, he told his brothers, and he did this ma'isa here. So that's why, as long as a slave has these two things, the eye and the tooth, he deserves to be slave because it's the kind of what was. But when he'll lose the eye or the tooth, oh, you no longer have those two things. It's a medrash. It's a medrash.
It doesn't work.
Why does it? Wait. So now. So here's the kash. The kash is that's the. The medrash is so correct. Here's the kal v'chomer. If the this is the riot. If the medrash is 100% correct, the only time a slave should go free is when he loses both. Because since the chait was done with the eye and the tooth, he has to lose both to go free.
Yeah.
And yet, what did Hashem do? Hashem had rachamim. Hashem said, even if you lose one of the two, you go free. So that's what the Gemara means. Even if you lose, really, you should lose both. You should lose both. You should go free. To go into a state of chayrus, a higher madrega, you should have rachamim. I'm only going to, you'll go free with one of the two. Al achas kama v'kama, when a person's whole guf is suffering. Whole guf is suffering. Certainly, if he gets the full dosage, he's not getting just one localized one of two. The whole body, when a person is sick, can't move, the whole body can't move. Certainly, you're going to be zoicha to a darg of cheirus in the olam or emes, whatever that means. Have a wonderful day.